The latest plans for a large hydroelectric power plant on the mainland north of Petersburg call for tunneling into a remote mountaintop in Thomas Bay north of Petersburg and siphoning water from a mountaintop lake for generating electricity. The private company seeking to build the project says it will sell the power initially to customers in southeast Alaska, but eventually hopes to export the electricity. Cascade Creek presented revised plans for the hydro plant to Petersburg residents last week. KFSK's Joe Vicknicki reports.
The company Cascade Creek LLC had initially proposed a combination of below-ground tunneling and above-ground piping to move water from Swan Lake in Thomas Bay down along the creek to a powerhouse at sea level at the mouth of Cascade Creek. Chris Spenz, a project licensing manager with the company, acknowledged the impacts from that proposal generated many concerns in Petersburg.
Based on the response that we've received from Petersburg citizens and the agencies, we've modified the project so that the powerhouse has now been moved approximately a quarter mile south of the mouth of Cascade Creek. There will be no surface access to Swan Lake. It will be entirely a tunnel project with a lake siphon constructed close to the outlet of Swan Lake.
The new plan calls for roughly 15,000 feet of tunnel, a little short of 3 miles, to get the water down from Swan Lake to the powerhouse. Spen said the company did plan to install what they're calling a sill at the outlet of the lake to prevent water from flowing down Cascade Creek. Some water would be allowed to flow down to Falls Lake and eventually to the scenic falls that give the stream its name. However, a number of local residents were still not excited about the revised plans, and some said they didn't want any development at Swan Lake or Cascade Creek. Karen McCullough said the country would be losing an area of solitude and quiet.
This is being proposed because of the concentration of people in other areas that need electricity. The concentration of people also need the other things that Alaska has to offer, and one of these is a place to come where there's not noise, where there's not development, where they can find solitude.
The recreation cabin near the mouth of Cascade Creek was recently featured in a May 31st article in the New York Times travel section. It's an area used by cruise companies and charter operators, as well as locals looking for a getaway for the weekend. It was also recognized in the early part of last century for its hydro potential, and the national forest land around Swan Lake was set aside for power generation in 1921. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.